by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Well, all right, hearts. This is our prayer concert, our concert of prayer for the month of February. Glad to have you join us. We're going to go before the throne of God and intercess for prayer on behalf of this nation, the nations of the world, and the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. Folks, we're living in times that are changing. You're watching your world change day by day by day, and there's going to be more change, which is why we need to give ourselves to intercessory prayer. Yes, I know I've read the last chapter. I know what's coming down the pike, and we need to be prepared to meet what's coming down the pike, but in the meantime, we need to withhold what is coming down the pike. We do that through repentance, holiness, and intercessory prayer. So the first item we're going to pray for a move of God, asking Him for a move of His Holy Spirit, advancing the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. We've got some 1,800 people groups that have never heard the gospel. 1,800 people groups who have never heard the gospel. They estimate that over 1 billion citizens of the nations of the world are unsaved, have not heard the gospel. So we need to pray. So we're going to pray asking God for a move of His Holy Spirit, advancing the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Gracious Heavenly Father, Father, we know from the Word of God, from the word lips of Jesus himself, that before Christ returns, this gospel must be preached to all the nations, the kingdoms of the world. And Father, we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit. We're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit, Father God, because the God of this world, Satan, hath blinded the hearts, the minds of those who believe not, lest the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ should shine unto them. We are asking you, Father, to bring spiritual enlightenment. Penetrate the spiritual darkness with the light of the gospel, the love of God, and your death, burial, and resurrection. Father, the nations of the world, including this nation in which we live, have so many false gods. And Father, we're asking you to penetrate the darkness and the deception, not only in the nations of the world where the gospel has never been heard, but in this nation as well. We're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit, advancing the kingdom of God in the nations of the world, transforming them. For Father, your word says that this kingdom, this word, has to be preached to all the nations before your return. We're asking you to accelerate the proclamation of the word of God to all the nations of the world, Father God. We are living in a world of increasing darkness, even where the gospel is known. And so, Father, we're asking you to penetrate the darkness of those nations that have never heard the gospel. Advance the kingdom of God. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Our second item, we're going to pray for a move of God's Holy Spirit in the nations of the world, restricting and restraining the advancement of the kingdom of darkness in the nations of the world. Folks, make no mistake about it. Those in the kingdom of darkness are working overtime to advance the kingdom of darkness. Every day of the world, in every nation of the world, those who are advancing the kingdom of darkness are working to expand the kingdom of darkness in the nations of the world. So we're going to pray now, asking God for a move of His Holy Spirit in the nations of the world, restricting and restraining the advancement of the kingdom of darkness in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. holy and righteous Heavenly Father. Father God, we come before your throne at this time, and we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit in the nations of the world, restricting and restraining the advancement of the kingdom of darkness in the nations of the world. Father, help us to remember day by day the mission of the church, that the mission of the church is to advance the kingdom of God, that we're to represent you before a sin-cursed, sin-darkened world, and that every member of the body of Christ, every day of the world, is to be salt and light wherever you may lead us, wherever you may take us. We're asking you, Father God, for a move of your Holy Spirit in each and every nation of the world, restricting, restraining the advancement of the kingdom of darkness in every single nation of the world. We're asking you, Father, to penetrate the religious darkness, because every nation, Father, the people, the populace of every nation is worshiping some expression of what they think of as a deity. We're asking you, through the power of your Holy Spirit, to penetrate the darkness of the deception that they have bought into, that has been placed upon them. And Father God, we're asking you to bring about such a move of your Holy Spirit that the kingdom of God will be increased in every nation of darkness, every nation of spiritual religious darkness. Penetrate, we pray, that religious darkness with the light of the gospel, the love of Christ, and save millions out of that darkness. We pray and ask in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father. All right, our next item. We're going to pray for a restructuring of the church in the nations of the world so that Christ Jesus will be honored and glorified. That Christ and Christ alone, not his mother, not his apostles, not his disciples, but we're going to pray now for a restructuring of the church in the nations of the world so that Christ Jesus will be honored and glorified in the churches, in the nations, in the world. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, we continue coming before your throne, and we're asking you, Father God, for a restructuring of the church in the nations of the world so that your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, will be honored and glorified. Father, in so many expressions of religion, they are honoring an individual other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And at times even his mother is exalted. At other times a disciple is exalted. But we come before your throne asking you for a restructuring of the church, of those which are the priorities in the church, Father God. We pray for a restructuring of the church, of the nations of the world, so that the Lord Jesus Christ will be honored and glorified. Father, as you well know, there are so many false gods represented in so many expressions of false religion. We need revival. We need revival in the nations of the world. Father, we need spiritual renewal. Spiritual renewal in the nations of the world. Father God, we need to have you penetrating the religious darkness that exists in the nations of the world through the power, illumination, and enlightenment of your Holy Spirit. Move, we pray, into these religious regions of darkness and penetrate that religious darkness with the light of the gospel, the love of Christ, and bring hundreds and thousands that have been deceived and brought into captivity, bring them out of that darkness, out of that captivity, and into the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father, help them all to understand there's one gospel, one Savior, one Messiah, one death, one resurrection, one avenue into your presence as a child of God. Do this, we pray, in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, do it, please, Lord. All right, now, we're going to pray for a penetration of the Holy Spirit into every expression of religion in the world. Are you hearing me? We're going to pray for a penetration of the Holy Spirit into every expression of religion in the world, diminishing the kingdom of darkness and advancing the kingdom of God. Folks, it's reported there are some 4,000 expressions of religious organizations in the nations of the world. 4,000. There's one way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So we need to pray now, asking him to penetrate in the nation of the world with every expression of religion that in any way diminishes the gospel. Let's pray that right now. Father God, we continue coming before your throne of grace. And we bring our petitions with us, Father. And in this expression of this consular prayer, we pray for a penetration of the Holy Spirit into every expression of religion in the world, diminishing the kingdom of darkness and advancing the kingdom of God. Father, Satan has sown so many expressions of false religions into the world, and so many have bought into those false systems of religion. So we're asking you to penetrate by your Holy Spirit, penetrate every expression of religious darkness in the world. And in doing that, diminish the kingdom of darkness, advance the kingdom of God. Father, there's so much religious perversion. There is so much religious perversion in the world. And Father God, they are misrepresenting the kingdom of God. They're misrepresenting the gospel as preached by Jesus Christ. They're offering alternate ways to be made right with God. We're asking you, because you, Jesus, you said, I am the way. I am the truth. I'm the life. You said, Jesus, no man comes to the Father but by me. And yet, Satan has sown these seeds of deception and misrepresentation and has founded and seeded all manner of expressions of churches of different kinds, religious expressions of different kinds. So we're asking you to penetrate. We're asking for a penetration of the Holy Spirit into every expression of religion in the world, diminishing the kingdom of darkness and advancing the kingdom of God. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. Now we come to our next item. We're going to pray for a move of the Holy Spirit of God in the nations of the world, breathing frustration, strife, and division, and failure on the entire satanic agenda operative in the world at this time. Folks, you have to understand what's going on in the world, even in our own nation at this time. Satan is working overtime to establish a one world order in which he can take over and be the leading authority in that one world order. You've got to understand the signs of the times. You need to understand the signs of the times and just give yourself to prayer. So we're just going to pray. We're going to pray for a move of the Holy Spirit of God in the nations of the world, breathing frustration, strife, division, and failure on the entire satanic agenda operating in the world at this time. Because, folks, it is a spiritual reality. The satanic agenda is operative in the nations of the world at this time. So we're going to pray for a move of the Holy Spirit of God in the nations of the world, breathing frustration, strife, division, and failure on the entire satanic agenda operative in the world at this time. Let's pray that right now. Our Father and our God, Father, we come before your throne now asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit in the nations of the world, breathing frustration, strife, division, and failure on the entire satanic agenda operative in the world at this time, even in this hour in which we are now approaching your throne. Father God, I've read the last chapter. And I realize that we are in a struggle. I understand, Father God, it is spiritual warfare. I understand that. I understand I'm to stand in the hedge and make up the gap, as is every believer. But Father, we understand that it is a struggle. It's a struggle. And so I'm asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus to do that which only you can do. I'm asking you to raise up a praying army. I'm asking you, Father God, to cut through all of the confusion, misunderstanding, and deception, and bring forth truth that will stand in truth before the throne of God in every heart. Father, we understand it is spiritual warfare. We understand that we don't struggle against flesh and blood, but we struggle against spirits. We understand it's a spiritual warfare, and it's going to continue, Father, until you return. And so I'm asking you, we're asking you, Father God, we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit in the nations of the world, breathing frustration, strife, division, and failure on the entire satanic agenda operative in the nations of the world at this time. Father, bring us relief. Bring us release. Bring us revival. Bring us renewal. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name. And we thank you for the privilege of doing so. All right, now we come to that point in time in our consular prayer when we're going to pray for you. In these next few moments, I want you to take the time to lay your heart out before the Lord. I don't know what your need is, emotional, spiritual, physical, financial, domestic, whatever it may be. But take it before the Lord. Pray those things you want Him to do in your health, your marriage, your finances, your vocation, whatever it may be. Take these next few minutes and take your needs before the Lord. Then we're going to come together in this consular prayer as the people of God. We're going to join our hearts together and join with you asking God to hear and answer your prayer. So pray it right now. Lay your heart, your need, your desires, your prayer request before the Lord right now. I'll come along in a moment and we'll close it out together. Pray it now. by. We're about to pray for you, for your burdens, your concerns, your problems. You say, Bob, I've prayed it so many times, and I haven't had an answer. Remember the woman who wanted the healing of Jesus for her daughter? Yea, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the table. Great is your faith. And he healed her daughter from that hour. You may have prayed it time and time and time again. And sometimes he's just waiting for you to be persistent. We're going to pray it. We're going to ask God to hear your prayer. We're going to ask God to do in your life what only God can do. We're going to pray it together. So make sure you've laid your petition out before him. Tell him specifically what you would like for him to do in your life. I'm going to pray it for you in just a moment. Make sure you've made it clear. Gracious Heavenly Father, you've told us to cast our burdens upon you, Jesus. You can carry them. We can't carry them. And Father God, there are those involved in this concert of prayer that desperately need a touch from you. They need a touch in their body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit of God, because these who have been born again are your children, indwelt by your Holy Spirit, purchased by your blood. So, Jesus, I'm just simply going to agree with them. I'm going to agree with them asking you to hear their petition. Whatever that petition might be, we're praying, Father God, that our petitions will be in accordance with your will and your word. But I'm asking you, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke, we renounce each and every work of Satan coming against each and every child of God involved in this contrary prayer. Whether it's emotionally, mentally, spiritually, in the marriage, whatever it may be, Father God, physically, whatever it may be. We come together as the people of God before the throne of God, and we are asking you, Jesus, to hear the prayers that are prayed in your holy and precious name for the relief, the release, the comfort, the peace, whatever that need may be. Because you will meet us at our point of need if we come before you in faith. So we come in holy, precious name of Jesus, asking you to hear the prayers that have been administered to you in this contrite prayer and be glorified in the way you answer. And this we ask in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, amen and amen. Well, thanks for being with us in this contrite prayer until we get a chance to do this again. Be blessed.